The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
It is very common to see persecution of Christians. This has been pretty typical of Christians through the history of the church. Look what happened to the disciples. Look what happened to the Christians in Jerusalem. Look what happened to the Christians in Rome. There are little bubbles of time when Christians have not been persecuted, but when you look at 2,000 years of history, they are pretty small. One of those bubbles has been America in our first two centuries. For the first two centuries of America, Christians have been honored, respected. Those days are gone, and I don't know that they will ever come back. But those days right now are gone. But remember in 1 Peter, it says, "Think it not strange when you are tried with fiery trials." It's not weird. It's not strange. It's not unusual. It's not uncommon. We're beginning to see a turn against Christians in America, and it's really picking up steam under this current administration. But we're not where other countries are. For instance, Finland. There are two pastors in Finland that are on trial. On trial. What did they do? Well, back in 2004, they collaborated together and wrote a booklet. And the booklet explained basic Christian theology about all kinds of issues, including sex and marriage. And this booklet said that the Bible reserves sex exclusively for within a marriage. And a marriage can only consist of one man and one woman for life. Well, that is the official position of the Christian church for 2,000 years. This is not new. So again, this book was written back in 2004. Well, how long ago? Just a few years ago, Finland passed hate speech laws. Now, this is very important. This booklet was written in 2004, several years before the hate speech laws had even been written. But someone turned these two ministers into government authorities, and they are now being placed on trial for hate speech. And I'm quoting, inciting hatred. Now, I don't speak or read Finnish, so I don't know what it says, but the story that I'm reading indicates there was nothing hateful in it. They were just expressing traditional, biblical, Christian teaching on marriage and the family. They could spend time in prison. They could be fined substantial amounts of money. Now, again, they wrote a booklet in 2004. One of the defendants, one of these pastors, said this. This is the English translation. It is impossible for me to think that the classical Christian views and the doctrine of the majority of denominations would become illegal. The question here is about the core of Christian faith, how a person gets saved into unity with God and into everlasting life through the redemptive sacrifice of Jesus. Therefore, it is crucial to also talk about the nature of sin. As we are living in a democratic country, we must be able to disagree and express our disagreement. We have to be able to cope with speech that we feel insults our feelings. Many questions are so debatable and contradictory that we have the possibility of discussing. Otherwise, the development is towards a totalitarian system with only one correct view. Fortunately, some internationally known religious freedom attorneys are representing them in Finland. But they could go to prison for writing a booklet in 2004 before. And they're saying that this booklet violates their hate speech law, which wasn't in existence when the book was written. May I just say this? Pray for them. I hope and pray that you are in a church where you have a pastor that is not afraid to talk about sin. If you're in a church where sin is never mentioned, I question the theological integrity of your church. Are you in a church where, because of the power of the Spirit of God, people are convicted and even weep over their sin? This is normal. Now, it's not normal for every single sermon to focus on this sin or that sin. I'm not saying that. But sin must be dealt with. And it is normal for Christians to respond to the message of God's Spirit with repentance and sorrow. Christianity is not just one message after another to make you happy and feel good and feel comfortable. In fact, sometimes a Bible-believing church is where you will feel the most uncomfortable for a time. I suppose if you are never uncomfortable in your church, maybe it's time to seek another one.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.